For the past few months, every Erev Shabbos, we've been sharing a Dvar Torah, a thought of Kovod Shabbos. And today is not only Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's the last thought I'll be sharing with you this year. This year is different. We've been through very difficult times. So every year we wish each other and we daven, Tichel Shona v'kir lo yiseyo, Tochel Shona v'berch yiseyo. And it's usually just like any other greeting, like saying, good morning, how do you do? I think this year, these words are so much more meaningful and they carry so much more significance. Like many other tefillos. In the Sana Toikov, we say, Michi Yichye Miyamus, Mi Barash, Mi Bemageifo. Ovino Malkeino Menamageifo Menachlosecho. We thought that Mageifis are something that belongs to the distant past, history books. But we are in the midst of a terrible Mageifo. Tichleshona v'kir loiseo. Tochelshona v'bircheiseo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take this away. So Erev Rosh Hashanah is a time for Cheshbon HaNefesh. Each and every one of us makes a Cheshbon HaNefesh. On the personal level, it's personal avodah, personal learning, it's personal Torah. It's personal kirvas elokim. We also need to bake a cheshbon nefesh tziburi as a community. And I don't think we've been doing well, especially in Eretz Yisrael. It could have been different. If we would act in a more responsible fashion, we could have saved many lives. It's a terrible feeling, I know. Rebbe Akiva teaches us in Perek Gimel of Masechet Ovos, Hakol Sofui v'Harishus Nesuno. Everything is to be expected. Everything is predestined. Nothing happens without Gzeiras Shemayim. But we still have Bechira. And we still make choices. And we still are liable for our choices and we bear responsibility for the results. And the Rambam and Peshem is misspoiled from Rebbe Akiva's wisdom in this statement, these four words, Hakol Sofui v'Harishus Nesuno. We bear responsibility and it didn't have to be this way. Could have been different. We could have saved lives. We could have saved oceans of pain and suffering from so many people. We could have saved so much bittul Torah. So yeshivas came together, and many yeshivas just disintegrated, just fell apart. We have thousands of Bnei Torah now that have Corona. Did not have to be. There are some yeshivas in which Baruch Hashem koyel ha-toyro nishbo be-romo and they have almost zero cases. So yes, it did not have to be this way. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's not a time for kitrug. I saw and heard my great Rebbe, the Divrei Yatzev, the Klozim of the Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracha, Chodesh Shalom Yom HaMiron. He never said Musa. All his drashas were limud zchus, just to talk about the beauty and the greatness of Klal Yisrael. To be malamed zchus. I do not want to sound negative. I always try to speak in the most respectful fashion and a misericordia prayers. The only reason I'm saying this is because we're standing at a Rosh Hashanah, and I am afraid and concerned and terrified of the consequences. So I just plea with everyone listening to me. Be careful. Social distancing is important. Wearing masks is important. Don't crowd together in shuls. Keep up your minyanim in open spaces. Pikuach nefesh overrides any other consideration. The elderly, the ill, those that are in high risks, you could daven b'yichidus b'shosh atzim b'mispalalim. Come to Musaf, you could daven shachas at home. Come to Malchi Zechon Shofar Tkiyas Shofar. But the most important thing is you come to shul, wear masks. It's not easy. It's not easy for me to stand hours with a mask. But it's what we do to prevent sakona from ourselves, from our families, from our communities. It's our chiyuv. So please be careful. We have known enough pain, enough suffering, and enough tragedy. So this is a difficult period. Every year, Chol HaMoed, the highlight of my Chol HaMoed is bringing together thousands of people that come to Shiurim. It means so much to me. And if we won't be Seichet to a Nes Goli, it won't happen this year. It'll be a different Chol HaMoed. I'll miss it. But as long as this pandemic is with us, there is no other way. This is Pikuach Nefesh. So we stand Erev Rosh Hashanah. What is our Avoda? What is our hope? What are our chances in Rosh Hashanah? Ovinu Malkeinu. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in dual language, the double standard, Ovinu Malkeinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a king, Melech HaMishpat, but he's also a loving father. And we always put Avinu before Malkeinu. And when we say Im Kevonim, Im Kavodim, we always put Bonim before Avodim. Because we hope and daven and pray that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will judge us like a father and not like a judge, not like a king. Chassidim tell a story of Rabbi Nagorul Mekerlin. It was the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and the Chazan didn't even approach the Yomid yet. Our minig is the Baal Shachas from his seat cries out HaMelech. And Rabbi Nagorul Mekerlin fainted. After davening, the Chassidim surrounded him and they asked him, "Why were you so moved? Why did you faint, Rebbe?" They didn't say Nesana Toikif yet. They didn't shout Shuvah Tefillah V'Tzedakah Mavira Nesrayah Agzeira. And the Kalina Rebbe explained, I suddenly remembered the Gemara and Gittin Daf Nun Vav on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the days of the Chorban, preceding the Chorban, finally gets out of Yerushalayim. And he stands before Aspasianus Kesar. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turns to Aspasianus and he says, "King, your majesty." Aspasian says, "I am not the king. The emperor sits in Rome. I'm a general. But if I am a king, where were you till now? It took too long. I've been waiting for you." So Rabbi Nagorul Mekerlin says, "We shout, we cry out to Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just might ask, if I am the king, where were you till now? I've been waiting a year. Since Ne'ilat Tov Shin Pei, I'm sitting and waiting for you and you didn't come. That's why I fainted." Whenever I tell the story, I ask, why don't we faint? Probably all of you listening to me are laughing. And you say, why don't we faint? What a silly question, because we are not Rabbanagoromikarim. But my feeling is we don't faint because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not only a king, first and foremost a father. So a soldier left his post, ran away from the base. Military police is looking after him, looking for him 3 months, they can't find him. 3 months later, Bekoimis Akufa, dressed in his beautiful uniform, knocks on the door, he's back at his base. They'll grab him, throw him into a dungeon for 3 months, even before he's court-martialed. A child leaves his home, and it just vanished into thin air. The police is looking for him, and they can't find him. After 3 months, in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock on the door. Father and mother jump out of their beds. They can't sleep anyway. It's 3 months since they could sleep. They run to the door. Here he is. Here he is, their lost son. The initial reaction is overwhelming joy and love. They hug and kiss. Yes, this young man will need to do some explaining. He will be asked some very tough questions, but not right now. Right now, the father starts crying and he says, my beloved son, can't even tell you how happy I am. I wasn't sure I'll ever see you again. Yes, we've been away, we've gone astray, and we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a father. And he's always happy when his children come back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a king, he is a father. And our hope and davening, and we pray and hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us like a loving father. Not like an angry monarch. Not like Melech HaMishpat. In a way, it's up to us. That's our avodah. That Amr writes, Perek Gimel Melech Haschanak, Eino Emelam Halav Roshon of Yom Kippurim, Lefi She'ein Elu Yomem Shel Simcha Yosero, Elu Yomem Shel Yero Vafachad. The Rambam shares the same idea at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah Perush Mishnah. The Rambam writes more Arichus, a lengthy version. Ein elo yomim shel simcha, elo yomim shel tvilo v'tachanun v'avoyde v'tshuva v'mivrach v'monais elav. We flee to him. Who are we running away from? We're running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am we running to? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mivrach v'monais elav. That doesn't make sense. We try to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we look around and realize there's nowhere to go. David HaMelech, Perek Kuf Lamed Tesem Tehillim says, Ono elach meruchecho, va'ono mepunecho evrach, emesek shemayim shamato, vatziu she'oil hineko. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. We run back to him. We run away from the king and we run to the father. We're terrified from the king. Rightfully so. Mi yiskelo fonecho b'din. We have no hope. We have no chance. B'midas adin, only b'midas orachamim. We're fleeing the king and running to the father. Reb Shloime Ibn Gviro, in his famous poem, Kesem Malchus, writes, Ano elach meruchacho, ano mepenecho evrach, evrach memcho elecho, uvetzel knofecho, efrach. Evrach memcho elecho, uvetzel knofecho, efrach. We run away from the king, and we run to the father, and the father embraces us. So what is this gula? Turn the king into a father. Perikul Gimel and Sefer Tehillim, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Kerachem Aval Bonim. Richem Hashem Al Yareyav. That's a chiddush. The Pasuk should have said, Kerachem Aval Bonim. Richem Hashem Al Ohavav. What characterizes the relationship between father and son is love, not fear at all. Kiddushin Lamed Vav, Machlokes Meir Rabbi Yehuda, when are we defined as Bonim and when is Avodim? But the Soil and Pashas Bahar explains, we are always Bonim and we are always Avodim. We fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we are his servants and he is our master. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's our father and we are his children. So wouldn't it be more appropriate if the Pasuk would say, Kerachim Oval Bonim Richem Hashem Al Ohava? No. Libi Yoimali. And this is a profound insight. It's natural that children love their parents. It's the nature of human beings. It's the way it should be. Parents love their children. And children love their parents. Rachamehu av al beno. And it goes the other way around as well. But the Torah requires and demands more than that. Ish imay va'ovev tirahu. A really loving child, a loving son, knows that he not only needs to love, he needs to respect, serve, help, and be in awe of his parents. That is the Torah way. Ish imoy ve'obev tiro. In Minchas Osher al Torah, I wrote a thought on a Kedis Yisroch, and I think it's a gevaldig gevor. What was the Nesoyim? Thousands of people throughout history, thousands of Yiddish Kindalach, simpletons, were Moise Nefesh, the man Kavoy Shomai Yisroch. So what was the greatest Nisayon of Avraham Avinu? What I wrote is this. Avraham Avinu was the greatest of Ohavei Hashem. That is what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Teshuva. The Navi Yeshayahu calls Asera Avraham Ohavi. Meteva ho'ahav olit choy kesraglei ha'yira. Avraham Avinu's yira was put to test. People that love each other speak freely about their emotions, about their relationship. And they are entitled to question each other. A son has the right to speak freely with his father about their relationship. A slave doesn't question his master. He wouldn't dare. Kodesh Bohu tells Avraham Avinu, Kach nu es bincho es yichitu asho hafto, and slaughter him as a korban. Avraham was taken aback. He had 1,000 questions. Avraham knows the Gemara Megillah Davdala that Kodesh Bohu doesn't want human sacrifices. That is what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the idol worshippers, did. That's against Mitzvah Satayr. How could it be that a Kodesh Bohu tells him to slaughter his son? Avraham had another question as well. And after it's all over, he would ask this question. But Avraham understands, this is not the time to ask questions. This is the time to serve. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Right now, Avraham is an Eved. An Eved Hashem. He doesn't ask. And when Avraham is oimed in the Nesoyin of Yira, what does the Malach say? Ato yodati ki yirei Elohim ato. And the unbelievable love did not diminish the awe and the fear. So the Pasuk says, Kerachim av arbonim, Richam Hashem al yireyev. So Rosh Hashanah, these two emotions intertwine. Dechilu en rechimu, avo anira. On one hand, Emas yoimadin, we are afraid. On the other hand, Ched vas Hashem imauschem. Yichlumadanem shtumam takim. Be happy. That is Rosh Hashanah. That is our Nisoyin. Ahava and Yira. Malchus and being the father. Kadosh Baruch Hu is king. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a father. Ovinu Malkeinu. Chus v'rachim oleinu. Ein bono masi. Aseh emon tzedoko v'chesed v'hoishiyenu. And we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us b'minis v'rachim and not b'minis adin, as a father and not as a king. Because yes, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'rachim avar bonim. My dear Tayarim, we should all have a shol of Toiva Mesuko. Toiva Umesuko. Not only good, but sweet as well. We should all be Zechet Waksim Vechsim Toiva Besifon Shal Sadikim Gimurim. Take care. Be careful. We shall only know besides Toy voice. Yeshua is Benacham. He said, Kodesh Bochu should send a refuah shalem alachoy leyami Yisrael. Kodesh Bochu should heal Yerapa kol shivur eilev. And this coming year should be Yeshnas Oiro, Shnas Brocho. And more important than anything else, Yeshnas Gehulo v'Yeshua v'Bias Moshiach Tzedkenu v'Mheru v'Yomenu Omen. A good gebenched yom.